my pleasure to introduce the last speaker of the day, Professor Yuri Rampopat of the Russian Academy of Sciences. The title of the talk is Metadata Transform and Omic Imaging Application.
Thank you. My pleasure to give my lecture here. So the topic of my lecture is Lebedev transforms and some ophthalmic imaging applications, the properties of Kontorovich-Lebedev integral transforms, Lebedev-Skalska integral transforms, and modified Bechtel functions were elaborated, the approximation and computation of the kernels of these transforms were given, the effective applications for some mixed boundary value problems were described, and the quantitative and qualitative changes in the transplant endothelium after keratoplasty are analyzed. I'd like to tell that my talk will be consist from three parts. So the first part, this is integral transform part. The second part, this is some ophthalmological, mostly morphometry analysis applications. And the third part, if I have time, I'd like to tell a few words about integral transforms and medical mathematics, activity of the ISAC, International Society for Analysis, Applications and Computation Society. First is analysis and applications of some Kontorovich-Lebedev transforms. When I tell Lebedev transforms, it consists from ordinary Kontorovich-Lebedev integral transforms with K function of pure imaginary order and from modified Kontorovich-Lebedev integral transforms, or what is the synonym, Lebedev-Skalska integral transform. This is integral transforms with the order half plus I beta from X. The properties of kernels of Kontorovich-Lebedev integral transforms modified Bessel functions of the second kind with pure imaginary order k I beta at x from x and with complex order k half plus I beta at x were elaborated. Some new representations of these functions and transforms were justified. The approximation and computation of kernels of these transforms modified Bessel functions of the second kind with pure imaginary and with complex order were elaborated on the basis of several approaches. The inequalities which give estimations for these kernels, real and imaginary part of the modified Bessel functions of the second kind for all values of variables x and beta were elaborated, and a proof of inversion formulas and Parseval equations for Lebedev-Skalska integral transforms were developed. The hypergeometric type differential equations of the second order with polynomial coefficients were considered. The computational scheme of tau method was extended for the systems of hypergeometric type differential equations. The effective applications of the modified Bessel functions for the numerical solution of some mixed boundary value problems in which domains were given, and in this way the Lebedev integral transforms and dual integral equations were used. The analysis of using of this function and transforms was elaborated in detail. This problem was given to me personally by Professor Lebedev from St. Petersburg Physics Technical Institute. And my investigations were connected with this subject. So we have the pair of these functions, real k half plus I beta and imaginary part of half plus I beta. These functions have the following integral. This is for real part, and this is for imaginary part representations. It's possible to see that this is the form of Fourier cosinus and Fourier sinus transforms. And the inversion formulas for these functions also it's possible to write in the form of cosinus and sinus Fourier transform or in integral form. I don't plan to give any proofs here, just to like to give short overview of the results. The proposition one gives the conditions for these equalities. Proposition. This is these formulas here. This is the formulas for the Laplace transforms of this function. It's quite convenient to consider these transforms in the form of Laplace and Fourier transforms. Here you can see already some inequalities for this function, which is quite important for the applications and for the proof of the inversion formulas. Proof. So this is the formulas for here it's written modified Kontrovich-Lebedev transforms, but now it's more popular the name of Lebedev-Skalskaya integral transforms with this pair of these transforms with plus and minus, with real and with imaginary part. And this is the inversion formulas. So this is the sufficient conditions of existence of these transforms. And next is the representation, as I told already, of these transforms in the form of composition of more simple Fourier and Laplace transformation. This is the formulas here. Following representations in the form of compositions. It follows from the Fubini theorem. So this all what I'd like to show here. Next slide, which I'd like to show. This is the following one. So next, some more properties of these functions, which I'd like to overview. This is some formulas for this function, some integral representations for derivative, and the same formulas. And now the inversion formulas for this transform and the formulas of dual integral equations with this function. This is the condition when the inverse transforms exist, and here this is theorem 2.1. This is the theorem for when inversion formula is valid for this function. Sufficient simple conditions for the function f is and theorem 2. Here we can see only conditions for the function f. It's possible to give a number of examples, for example, with exponent for the inversion formulas. Parseval equations also given, and this is some integral equations with this function on the infinite interval. This is the theorem for the Parseval relations. So this is about these functions and this Transforms. Next was slides which I'd like to show. This is the following. Sorry. Following slide. So this is the differential equations m power series for these functions. For these functions, I'll do it little bigger. For these functions, which are quite convenient for approximations and for computations. Here, again, some form presentations and some integral formulas for this function Laplace transform from this function asymptotic behavior for these functions and the series expansions in powers of beta. This is for Ki beta from X function, and this is for real and imaginary parts of Ki half plus I beta, and imaginary part of beta. Section which is quite important for the proof of the invection formulas of the application. This is inequalities for these functions in the complex domain. What is quite important, you can see this for in the complex domain of the order. This is the formulas, formula 2.1, which was quite important for the proof of the inversion formulas. This is for imaginary. And this is the lemma 2.1 for real part and for imaginary part of these functions. So next section which I'd like to talk, this is about differential equations for this function, geometric type differential equation, which is quite convenient for the approximation and for computation of this function. This is the general form of the hypergeometric equation of the second order with these coefficients. And we go to the Volterrae integral equation and add some addition in the form of Chebyshev shifted Chebyshev polynomial on the following form, and then we can find the not approximate solution but the exact solution of this new equation by means of polynomials, which will be the approximate solution for the first equation. So this is the process of the approximation of computational solution of these equations. The theorem was proved that if the sequence of the coefficients is alternating, then this polynomial is less deviated from zero. So this is the best approximation. And here next we have the application for the modified Bessel functions I beta from X, which is the case of the one of these equations. In this case we have one equation of this form, and for the modified Bessel functions of complex order we have the system of this type equations, the following system of you have a system of two second order differential equations, and then the system of Volterra integral equations of the following form. It was quite convenient to use canonical vector polynomials for this type of approximation, because it was not necessary to repeat all process of approximation from the beginning, and it was possible to use just approximation process as a combination of canonical vector polynomials. It was just recurrent, convenient and stable recurrent scheme for these computations and approximation. Now I'd like to speak about the solution of some boundary value problems. So this is again the Kontrovich-Lebedev integral transforms and singular integral equations of the following form. We have the following dual integral equations, which were introduced by Lebedev-Vyskalsky with modified Bessel function of pure imaginary order, and it's possible to find the solution in the form of sin to decrease the dimension of this problem and to find the solution just in the form of single quadratures from the solution of second kind critical integral equations with symmetric kernel containing a modified Bessel function. This is the formulas which were used for the solution. The economical methods of the avoiding the singularities in these quadratures were used, and the application of these dual integral equations to the following boundary value problems. I'll show you the picture a little later. For this Helmholtz equation, mixed boundary value problems in the wedge domain were conducted. A number of applicable problems were evaluated by this approach, some elasticity, some conduction problems, and my point of view is that some ophthalmic problems, but this is just quite preliminary, maybe in the human eye may be described by this way. For example, if we have ophthalmic illnesses, the shape of the cornea may be changed in the form of conus, and in this case the contact lens behavior or intraocular lens may be described by this equation. But this is quite preliminary and approximation. So this is now I'd like to show the picture of wedge domain problem. So this is the wedge domain. This is the equation, two-dimensional equation, and the boundary conditions, the function is given on the part of the boundary and normal derivative on the other part of the boundary. And this is the formulas. Oh, no, this is only this one, this size. And this is the formulas. Just a second. I'll do it. Maybe this way. It's better. So this is the. I'll do it a little smaller, maybe. So this is the equation in the top, and this is the boundary conditions, and this is the wedge domain. The function is given on the part of the boundary and normal derivative on the other part. And it's quite convenient to find the solution in the form Kontorovich-Lebedev integral transform and dual integral equations with these functions in the kernel. And the procedure for this solution, analytical and computational, was elaborated. So my point is that this, for example, in human eyes, this, we sometimes the shape of the cornea may have the conical form, and it may be interpreted as intraocular lens or in contact lens, but it, of course, it's not a very exact approximation. This is just in the stage of elaboration. And now I'd like to go to the morphometry applications. Now I'd like to go to the morphometry ophthalmic applications, and this work was conducted together with ophthalmologist from the National Eye Diseases Scientific Research Institute, Scientific Research Institute of Eye Diseases of the Russian Academy of Medical Scientists. This is the equipment, ophthalmic equipment, which was used. Maybe I'll do it, probably it's not possible to do it big, I don't know. This is the patient. This is the patient. This is the picture of human eye. And this is the endothelium picture. And what is the most important for the consideration, you can see a big number of cells, of the endothelium cells here, and their quantitative and qualitative analysis is quite, this is the endothelium of cornea on the human eye, quite important for the prognosis and for the evaluation of the results of a number of ophthalmological surgeries and for their prognosis in the connection with different diseases and with used surgeries approach. This is the principal picture which was used for the analysis. And so it's quite... the first analysis was conducted partly just by physicians, just by hands, the calculation of this of this picture. Well, of course, some automatic packages exist for the evaluation of these pictures, but when the beginning of this research was conducted, these automatic packages was not as possible to use. But the analysis of these results was conducted on the computer together with the ophthalmologists. So the quantitative and qualitative, so this is to my causes, so the morphometry of donor transplant and the endothelium after perforating keratoplasty was conducted with these two my causes from Eye Diseases Scientific Research Institute of the Russian Academy of Medical Sciences. The quantitative and qualitative change on the in the transplant endothelium after keratoplasty and reconstruction of the anterior segment of the eye in various periods of time from 1 week to 5 years, we analyzed the criteria for the choice of donor material with consideration of the endothelial status various groups of patients were suggested. The method of reflective biomicroscopy of the endothelium was used for differential diagnosis of tissue incompatibility reactions and infections recurrence in patients. The influence of some endothelial protectors for the loss of endothelial cells was analyzed, and the minimum count of cells which were necessary for the transplant to remain transparent was estimated. This work was conducted many years, and on the basis of mathematical statistical analysis of the result of ophthalmological investigation. So it was the endothelial microscopy of the cornea, and it was a number of parameters which were used for the analysis. The type of the diagnosis, the diameter of donor transplant, and so what is the most important, the percent of the endothelial cells was lost after the time, and the dynamics of the endothelial cells counts were studied in different cases. The mean characteristics of the cells were evaluated, and I'd like to show some figures and diagrams of these characteristics. The satisfactory was the result with the count of the cells more than 1,200. It was about more than 200 patients evaluations and about 28 or 30 characteristics. This is a number of parameters which were used for the analysis. Diagnosis, sickness, mean value at dispersion, and statistical analysis was used for the sampling analysis. And I'd like to use just some pictures here. The first picture, this is the times of the patient's inspection from till 5 year, and the dynamics of the alteration of the transplantant endothelial cells density after the operation of penetrating keratoplasty. In the case of keratoconus, corneous wall oil, bullous keratoplasty, and dimness and keratite. It's possible to see, this is the red color, that the best results were for the keratoconus diagnosis, more than 2,000 cells after 5 years. So here the patient's group, the frequency of the appearance of tissue incompatibility reactions after penetrating keratoplasty. So the most problematic problem was for transplantant dimness, and again the best results were for keratoplasty. And the next feature is the analysis. The surgeon, Salnik Sadman, used some here alone, some protectors in the time of the surgery, and different cases were considered: no protectors, Hillon protectors, and Sconsurit protectors. And on the basis of this analysis, it was possible to have the result that the best result with the use of Hillon protectors, which was used later by surgeon. This picture. And here is the dynamics of the alteration of the transplant endothelium cells density for the different this picture. So, and this figures were shown in the beginning. And one more, which I'd like to use, and some more slides which I'd like to use, which I'd like to show. Just a second. Just to show the formulas which were this is about mathematical and internet technologies under the again with the same causes from this institute. The analysis of corneal endothelium was performed, just a test student analysis formulas were used for the analysis of these samplings. So these formulas we use a statistical student's T distribution. The website keratoconus.ru was created by a doctor, and it was very useful as for surgeons and as for patients. So this work was performed, and I'd like to tell some words about our medical mathematics session. And first of all, I'd like to tell a few words about this. In this April, I organized the conference devoted to my father in Russian Academy of Sciences under the ICARC also long ago, and he was one of the pioneers of the medical, mathematical, and computational applications in the in Russia, and it was his centenary conference this year, and it was the session devoted to medical applications on these mathematical and information technology applications in medicine. And a few words which I'd like to tell about ISEC Congress, which was held in Moscow last summer, medical session. We have mostly participants from. It was no participants from another continent, and we have mostly participants. It was a bio mathematical session on the previous congresses, but it was a first time session devoted medical mathematics. This title was suggested by Professor Robert Gilbert from Udall University, Delaware University, and it was. I'd like just to mention some talks which were delivered on this Congress devoted medical mathematics. It was the talk on the global qualitative analysis of neural dynamical systems Valery Gaiko from Belarus Academy of Sciences. It was the talk on mathematical modeling of local regulation of blood flow and oxygen transport of Mikhail Gologudze and Alexander Kopyltsov from Pedagogical University, St. Petersburg Pedagogical University. And it was the talk, my talk, which I mentioned already, on mathematical and internet technologies under the keratoconus treatment. It was the talk of Mark Kelbert from Swansea University, UK, in outbreak spread and traveling waves in spatially distributed populations. It was the talk of the scientists from People's Friendship University of Russia, there, where the Congress was held, devoted human cornea modeling using artificial collagen. And it was the talk of the scientists from Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology, devoted under the leadership of Professor Alexei Lobanov, devoted mathematical model of fibrin polymerization and blood clotting system modeling. It was also the talk of the group of scientists led by corresponding member Igor Petrov, devoted modeling of dynamic problems in biomechanics using high-performance computer clusters together with some medical specialists, and this group of scientists also from Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology. And it was the talk of the Professor Zhivaykin from Moscow Computing Center, devoted applications of evolutionary optimality in structured systems to medical and biological problems. And it was two more talks. The first one is numerical solutions of the inverse pharmacokinetic problems of Dmitry Voronov from Novosibirsk State University. And the talk of our former director of my institute, Professor Vladimir Yakushev, devoted simulation of the measurement of intraocular pressure, devoted also to mathematical modeling and some ophthalmic problems. So the first, it was planned just to have a session devoted some ophthalmic applications, but then some other talks also was added. And the next, just today I received the announcement that the next ISEC Congress will be held next year in Krakow, and there are also planned two sessions which I shall participate in the organizing the session on integral transforms with Professor Saburo Saita and the session on medical mathematics also is planned there. So I'd like to invite all party, because here it was possible for me to listen the names of the transforms very often, so I'd like to invite all participants here to participate next year in ISEC Congress in Krakow from August 5 till August 10. Krakow is a very historical and beautiful city. So my all thanks for your attention. All thanks to organizers and personally Professor Manvar Wong for his invitation. Thank you very much for your attention.
First meeting at the University of Delaware. It's a biennial event. The next one was held in Japan, Kyoto, and then Berlin, and then Toronto, and then Ankara. And then we have London, Moscow, and the next one would be in Krakow. And there are actually many sessions featured. One particular one is pseudo differential operators with application. So besides pseudo differential operators and applications, there are many, many other branches of analysis features. So actually you can get a lot of interaction with a lot of analysts. So it's a good idea to participate. And I just came back from Krakow. It was a beautiful trip.
And this is my electronic mail address for this session's integral transforms and reproducing kernel session and medical mathematics session applications and submitting abstracts and applications. Krakow is in Poland.